This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal in New Delhi. The portal has been started to address existing shortcomings and enhance the user experience. The Ministry of Home Affairs said that the new OCI portal has been developed in light of significant technological advancements over the past decade and the feedback received from the OCI cardholders. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri is briefing the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He is expected to brief the committee, headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, on Operation Sindoor and the subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said the campaign will run in 723 districts across the country and reach nearly 1.5 crore farmers. He said a team of scientists will visit nearly 65,000 villages to train farmers in practical and scientific farming technology. Mr. Chauhan said, India aims to become the food basket of the world.
इस साल का ये जो उत्पादन है, all time high एक record है. तो हमारा उत्पादन बढ़ रहा है, अन्न के भंडार भी भरे हैं, लेकिन हम यहाँ रुकना नहीं चाहते. हम अपने देश की जरूरत भी पूरा करेंगे और भारत क्योंकि विश्व बंधु भी है, तो दुनिया के कई देशों को भी मदद करेगा और हमारा तो सपना और संकल्प है, एक दिन भारत को फूड बास्केट ऑफ वर्ल्ड, दुनिया का फूड बास्केट बनाना है.
Union Minister for Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan today said that there are immense possibilities for development in the field of food processing. He said that people associated with food processing sector in Bihar can contribute significantly to Viksit Bharat. Mr. Paswan was addressing the inaugural ceremony of the two-day International Buyer-Seller Conference in Patna. The union minister said there is a plethora of opportunities for the youth in this sector, and by joining it, the youth can become job providers instead of job seekers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared the article written by Union Minister Piyush Goyal on social media. Mr. Modi said the government e-marketplace or GeM portal is opening doors for the marginalized, cutting red tape and ensuring massive savings. Mr. Modi wrote, the government's push for transparent governance has got a digital boost. In his article, Mr. Goyal asserted that GeM has eliminated entry barriers, weeded out corruption, empowered and uplifted marginalized sections, and enabled massive savings of taxpayers' money. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with strategic experts at The Hague in the Netherlands this morning. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a good exchange of views with the experts. He said they discussed why India and the Netherlands and the European Union should engage more deeply in an era of multipolarity and strategic autonomy. The External Affairs Minister reached The Hague on the first leg of his three-nation visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. The Ministry of External Affairs said during the visit that EAM will meet the leadership of the three countries and hold discussions with his counterparts. In Balochistan, at least four people were killed and 20 others injured in a car bomb explosion in Gulistan area of Qila Abdullah today. The explosion reportedly occurred in Jabbar Commercial Market, situated on the Quetta Chaman National Highway in Gulistan town, adjacent to the fort of Pakistan's Frontier Corps. The banned terror outfit Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department has condemned the intensifying wave of forced disappearances in Balochistan by the Pakistan government, calling it a crime against humanity. The human rights body today revealed that seven more Baloch were forcibly disappeared by Pakistani forces from Balochistan this month. In IPL T20 cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad in a must-win match at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.